Acknowledgements. In many ways, this entire book is an acknowledgement of our love and appreciation for our parents. So it might seem superfluous to thank them again here, but it would be a sin of omission to leave them out of this section. The choices and decisions they made throughout the years, small, medium, and large, are what shaped the story we have to tell. What a gift it is to be able to look back at our lives with such love, respect, and appreciation. So, thanks, Mom and Dad.
Thanks also to our literary agents at Creative Artists Agency, Molly Glick and Kate Hoyt, to whom we were introduced by my longtime CAA reps, Richard Lovett and Risa Gertner. Molly and Kate shepherded us through the whole process. The first creative discussions, the preparation of the book proposal, and then the business of finding a home for us at William Morrow.
At Morrow, we have been privileged to work with a wonderful and supportive team. We've especially enjoyed working closely with Mauro DiPreta, our editor. Mauro's patience, suggestions, and overall guidance enriched our storytelling at every step. Vedika Khanna was right along there with Mauro, and we thank her as well.
And, of course, this book would not be what it is without David Camp. He threw his considerable talent and experience as both a journalist and an author into helping us effectively define, shape, and thoughtfully present this story of our journeys through boyhood and into our early adult lives. He listened, asked questions one way and then another, and when our book needed it, he would find a third way to open a window to our self-discovery. We talked, traded emails, and shared documents back and forth as David sifted through our notes, old articles, and correspondences preserved by our dad. Without David's dogged intent to bring the insights of our stories into a structured narrative, we would still be scratching our heads, or worse, we'd have given up. Thank you, David. You're an incredible storysmith, for sure.
And now some personal notes of thanks, offered in order of birth.
My wife, Cheryl, has been a remarkable and constant source of love, support, and wisdom for the better part of my life. She has also, project by project, been a creative secret weapon. An author herself, Cheryl not only believed in this book idea, but poured hours into it with me, discussing the pages, reading various drafts, and helping me sift through my memory banks. Son-in-law Dane Charbonneau was an early proponent of the book and also offered feedback on various drafts, as did two of my longtime professional collaborators, film editor Dan Hanley and screenwriter and director Bob Dolman. Their thoughts and belief in this project were invaluable. Two significant champions of taking on this book in the first place were Tom Hanks and Dan Brown. It was Tom who suggested that Clint and I focus on our childhood years in the business. As we worked on various projects together over the years, Tom kept asking me about my formative times in the business, a subject that always piqued his curiosity. Dan urged Clint and me to pursue the unusual approach of co-authoring this memoir from our individual perspectives. Tom and Dan's encouragement and sage advice nudged Clint and me to take the leap. Boyhood buddies Noel Salvatore, Bob Weems, and John Matthews gathered in a lengthy Zoom session one afternoon to reminisce and lend their perspectives on the Howard boys then and now. As did my dear friend Henry Winkler, who took the time to delve into the Happy Days era, our personal relationship, and his observations about Clint and my parents. Henry truly deepened my understanding of our shared past. Tim Abu Nasser, with the help of my daughter and his fiancée, Paige, not only read drafts of this book to offer comments, but also took charge of sorting through our family's scrapbooks and archives to retrieve and supervise the restoration of many images. Tim's dogged efforts stirred our memories and led to some discoveries of moments in our past that Clint and I had forgotten about. Tim and Paige, we can't thank you enough. My other children, Bryce, Jocelyn, and Reed, have been hearing versions of many of these stories all their lives, over family meals, at Christmas gatherings, and more recently during COVID-occasioned Zoom meetups. They, along with their partners Seth, Dane, and Ashley, offered up their reactions, recollections, and encouragement. Thank you, kids. Lastly, there's my co-author. He's 5 years my junior, but in many ways, he's the wiser and more clear-eyed Howard brother, and certainly the funnier one. Brudda Clinty, I've loved the experience of going on this very personal journey with you. Despite our differences, the 3,000 miles that separate our homes, and the long lapses between in-person get-togethers, we have always remained close. This project has been a profound and welcome reminder of how much we have in common and why the roots of our sibling relationship run so deep. I love you, Clint. Thanks for all the love you have always shown me and our family. You are a gift.
I want to acknowledge Mr. Steve Campbell, my junior high school journalism teacher. He introduced me to the Fourth Estate way back in the early 1970s, sparking my interest in writing and teaching me the magic of constructing a tight lead. I remain his student to this day. He read chapters from this book in its developmental phase and offered helpful feedback. More importantly, he is the best educator I've ever encountered. Thanks, Mr. Campbell. I am forever in your debt. I must also express my gratitude to my wife, Kat. When Ron and I embarked upon this project, I was an unmarried man, struggling to stay positive. Kat, then my girlfriend, stayed in the pocket with me as I went through the emotional ups and downs of setting down my story on paper, warts and all. And then we got married. As a joyful bonus, I've been privileged to become dad to Kat's brilliant daughter, Erlinda Raffaella. Like the Rance and Jean Howards before us, we are a happy Burbank family. Kat and Rafa, I love you both so much. And now for my co-author. I have been so blessed to be his little brother. He's warm and compassionate. He's sharp and resilient. His ability to lead is unparalleled, going back to the days of our Howard's Hurricanes basketball team. On top of all that, he's a wonderful, creative writer. I have been so blessed to be this man's sibling. I love you, Ron.